Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston. And I'd like to thank you for joining us. And we have a special guest tonight. Her name is Dr. Enga Jung. And I think my hat is off to Enga, because she'll tell you herself how this came to be. But she's created product to help people clear allergies. And in her clinical practice, she discovered that so many diseases and the breakdown of the immune system, and just in general, not having the health and vitality in life, is all rooted in allergies. So we'll let her tell you about that and what we can do. And tonight we're focusing in on seasonal allergies, environmental allergies. So let's give a nice warm hug. Are you awakening? Welcome.
Dr.
Enga, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me, Jacqueline.
Did you feel that nice warm hug?
Yes, I certainly did. That feels good.
Thank you. Great. So I know we've talked about this a little in the past when you've joined us, but let's give a slight recap on how you began to focus on allergy conditions and what you found in your clinical practice and how you came to your discovery.
Well, I graduated in 95, so that is a few years ago. And when I started practicing, I had great results. But there were always one or another person that I couldn't help. And being the person I am, I could not let that go. So I started on a quest. And I found then that allergies had a lot to do with pain and digestion and a lot of things that you didn't really think about as allergies. And I found something called NAET, Nabodripad's Allergy Elimination Technique, and I took courses with her in California. And I worked with that for a few years and had great results. The only thing was that it took a long time because they had to do one treatment at a time. And people often they felt better and then they didn't continue. So I started to experiment and developed a protocol on my own, because I took many courses and put different things together and created an allergy elimination technique that treats several allergies at the same time. So I put groups together, and I had better results, because by treating one allergy at a time, people ate these different things together. So they didn't see a result until several treatments down the road, and that could mean if they came once a week, that could mean a couple of months. So, and also, I started to see families with kids who had allergies, and it became expensive and time-consuming. There were also people who lived far away, and traveling took time and money, so that was also another reason why I developed this technique. And another thing was that I only have two hands. I can only do so much. And there are so many people who need help. So that is how I developed the allergy kit. Yes?
I was just wondering, you were functioning primarily as an acupuncturist, is this correct? When the
yes.
patients were coming to you with the specialty
yes.
in allergies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's correct.
So, I understand.
And acupuncture is great for a lot of things, really. But this is like a missing link. And that was my reason that it irritated me that I couldn't help everybody. And why couldn't I? Why couldn't I help them? So after I started to eliminate allergies, I treated every single person who came in, even if they had a shoulder pain, I treated them for allergies. And I realized my results were better than they were before. Because as an acupuncturist, I look at the meridians in the body. And for example, if you have a shoulder pain, you have four different meridians that go over the shoulders that has to do with digestion, like the large intestine and the small intestine and the gallbladder, you know. So the same with sciatica or lower back pain. Wherever you look at pain, you have digestive meridians involved. So it makes total sense to think about the gut. And it is well known that everything starts in the gut. That is what Hippocrates said 2,000 years ago, that every disease starts in the gut. So we are getting back to that now. Even mainstream, maybe not mainstream, but it is really on the rise that, for example, with the microbiome, that we are 10 times more bacteria and viruses and whatever it is than we are cells. So we are really just a host, which is, it's a little weird to think about it that way, but that's the truth. So that the digestion has so much to do with the body is really very, it's important, and it's easier to think of it that way. So many people have allergies and they don't know they have allergies or sensitivities or intolerances or whatever you want to call it, but the body is reacting to something. For example, an allergy is a reaction by the immune system for something that should not bother you or doesn't bother most people. Because normally your immune system fights infections and germs, but when you have an allergy to something and your body thinks it needs to protect you, it starts to produce antibodies to this or these substances. So it's really a false alarm reaction, but with the antibodies in place, the body will continue to react to these substances. And the immune system gets weaker and reacts to more allergens. And the poor liver has to work overtime because it thinks everything is a poison. And you have a downward spiral happening to your health if you don't take care of it. So many, for example, low-level symptoms can be like sneezing or runny nose, falling asleep after eating, bloating, gas, belching or farting after eating, even itchiness and rashes. And if you don't do anything about it, it gets worse, it gets deeper maybe, and you can get like asthma, coughing, hives or eczema. Diarrhea and constipation are very common reactions, and food cravings, because I think one of the reasons why we crave foods or more food is because we are allergic to the foods we eat and can't absorb the nutrients, so the body craves more food. So that has to do with weight gain too. And then we have candida and sugar cravings and sugar addictions. Pre-diabetes, foggy thinking is another thing. And at this time, the gut really starts to be affected and get inflamed. And now it starts to get serious. For example, we get diabetes, IBS, Crohn's disease, thyroid problems, including Hashimoto's. By the way, that Hashimoto's is almost always set on by wheat and sugar.
Oh, how interesting.
People with thyroid problems and Hashimoto's should not have any wheat and no sugar. And that's what they crave, unfortunately. And then other things, they can have diarrhea or constipation, confusion, memory loss. You know, you don't really think about that and allergies, do you? Irritability and anger, bad behavior, like in autism spectrum disorders. And then Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, there are so many things that can be, the root is allergies. And I mean, it goes both ways. If we, for example, eat the standard American diet, the SAD diet, which is really not very good for us, it inflames our gut also, and that in turn can produce allergies. So it goes both ways. What came first, the chicken or the egg? The inflammation or the allergies that leads to inflammation. So, and we look at depression, for example, that has to do with the digestion because, the gut is called the second brain. I'm sure you have heard of that. And some research call it the brain. Because all the neurotransmitter, serotonin, melatonin, maybe not the melatonin because that's the pineal gland, but a lot of all these, they are produced in the gut. And now we have, for example, all the glyphosate, everything is sprayed with Roundup. And unfortunately, a lot of people use Roundup in their gardens. I really wish they would stop at least that because it is water soluble. It goes out in the groundwater and it is really everywhere. So that's another thing that produces inflammation.
May I interrupt you for a moment? What is that? I'm not familiar. Is that a chemical you use in gardens or in landscaping?
Yeah, Roundup, that is, it is classified as an antibacterial. It is a herbicide, a pesticide, but it is mainly an antibacterial product that kills all bacteria in the earth and on the food. I mean, all the bad and good bacteria. And in the gut, it kills everything. And there is a connection with how the serotonin, for example, the well-feeling good hormone is produced in the gut. And it's a very complex. They have found it now. I don't really exactly understand how it works, but it's something with the serotonin jumps, connects with the bacteria that in turn is sent up with the I think it is with the vagus nerve, up to the brain. And if they kill the bacteria, then the serotonin cannot be transported to the brain. So that is how we get depression. You know, so it's very, very complex, really. And it's also, it's getting more and more complicated with the time, since we eat this food with the glyphosate, which is the product in the Roundup. So we have to think about eating organic, even though that food also has glyphosate, because glyphosate is everywhere, but at least it's not directly sprayed with the glyphosate. For example, wheat is sprayed the same week it is harvested with Roundup in order for the leaves to fall off, because the farmers don't want to have that to deal with that. So when there are no leaves, it's just the grains left. And the glyphosate goes directly up to the grains and even make them bigger, so it looks as if they have more yield. But that is what we eat. So it's really understandable that we are getting sicker and sicker. So we have to really be responsible for what we eat and be more aware, learn more about what is good and what is not good. And first of all, organic, 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 organic. Please eat organic. Of course, there are some things you don't have to eat organic, but a lot of things you do.
What would those be? Like something like an avocado or a lime or a lemon?
Exactly.
An avocado.
An avocado, asparagus. I don't know if they don't spray them or what, but you don't need to eat those. But, for example, peaches, strawberries, grapes, they are very toxic. So a lot of, and apples. And apples are, nowadays, they also have come out with the genetically modified apples. So the same with pineapples and papayas. If you don't eat them organic, they are GMO foods. And we have to be careful. There is really no studies about the GMO foods. And we don't really know if it is that it's gene manipulated or if it's the toxins they spray on them, because there is not enough studies, especially not from Monsanto or the people who produce the seeds.
No, certainly not that. I'm just wondering something, and may I ask you, and if it takes you off point, no need to respond. But what I'm thinking about is there are popular studies on diet about the Mediterranean diet, you know, the French paradox, etc. And it doesn't seem that there's the weight issues that there are in the United States. Could there be a connection?
No.
Like we have processed wheat here and it's not processed there?
Well, it's processed, but it's not sprayed with glyphosate. For example, myself, I cannot eat wheat in America because it hits my hips so hard that I cannot get up from the table if I have a piece of bread. If I go to Israel, I can eat any bread. If I go to Europe, I can have some because they do import wheat from America. So I know with myself how I react to it. And it's not that I'm gluten intolerant, it's that I'm toxic intolerant. And I think that's the thing with most people. You know, now it's a craze with gluten, and I don't think it's gluten at all. I think it is because of the glyphosate. Everybody is not gluten intolerant, they are toxic intolerant. They're glyphosate intolerant.
Okay. It's sobering, isn't it?
Yeah, and for example, with the Mediterranean, with the French food, how they eat, first of all, they have an appetizer. You have a small piece to eat before you sit down and eat the dinner. So you are not that ravishly hungry when you sit down, which I think is one of the things that people, they are so hungry when they sit down that they, you know, just eat fast and a lot. The portions are much, much smaller in Europe. It's no comparison. I mean, a portion here, if you go out and eat, it's like a portion for three people in Europe. But that's also because they have something before and maybe something after. a little dessert or a little fruit or something. So it's a totally different way of eating. And I always recommend people, if they want to lose weight, half an hour before, have a piece of fruit and a glass of water. Then they're not so hungry when they sit down to eat. And also to be aware on how fast you eat, how many times you chew, and enjoy the food and think about what you eat. Put down the fork and the knife in between. Take a little break. And not eat just inhaling the food. I think that is one of the differences with these different. The Mediterranean diet is great too. I mean, it's I think first of all, what it is, it's the size of the portions.
We've been talking about diet so far. Would it be possible, tonight's subject is the environmental. How is there a connection between the foods we eat and some of the seasonal allergies?
Well, first of all, if we don't absorb the food due to allergies, for example, or due to we don't eat the right foods, but if we don't ingest the correct food, the right nutrients, or we cannot digest them, our immune system gets depleted. If you have a perfect immune system, you will never get a cold or anything. But as soon as your immune system gets weaker and weaker, we are more prone to any kind of, for example, that's why we have the kit. It's a basic kit to start to treat the basic foods. And that way, when you eat, you can start to absorb the nutrients in the food. And so when you have a depleted immune system, then you get allergies. And it can be to anything. Most people don't realize that they have allergies to or sensitivities to food, but they react, for example, for pollen or grass or poison ivy or something like that, because it's so more obvious. If you're allergic to pollen, you can get all these things, you know, with runny nose or itchy eyes and coughing, and it's very uncomfortable. If you get bloated, you may not, you're so used to it, you don't even think about it. But that's a reaction too. And the same if you come in contact with poison ivy and can have horrible reactions. I had one client, for example, last year, she was so miserable from poison ivy. And she got the kit, and it took her a few treatments before she got it under control, but that was because she was so bad. But this year she hasn't had one reaction from it. She also had a cat. I mean, it's not environmental, but she had a cat, and she always reacted to that cat, and it was living in the house. But after the allergy kit, now she has no problem with the cat either. So that is very important.
So if I understand, can I paraphrase and say back to you?
Mm-hmm.
I think what you're saying is the reason that you treat food allergies first is so that we can clear those allergies, and then we can absorb. It's turning the clock backwards to better health. It's if we clear the allergies to our foods, then we get the nutrients our bodies need, and our immune systems start to strengthen, and that can help with a whole host of difficulties. You've mentioned depression, even a pain in the shoulder, something like that can start to be cleared when the digestive system is working properly and the immune system is strengthening.
Yes.
And then if there are additional allergies on top of that, if I'm seeing it correctly, like if you were allergic to a cat or to a dog, or if you were allergic to various types of pollens, you know, and anything environmental, then your system is much stronger and it's easier to eliminate that allergy. Is that correct?
It is correct. Even though when you have like a very acute situation, you don't want to wait and do the whole kit first. In that case, if, for example, say you are allergic to pollen, you would use that vial and treat together from the first treatment. You add it to the first treatment and treat that every time you treat something else. And that is quite effective. Normally,
okay.
I have them do the kit, basic kit first, but as I said, if it is, you know, acute, you have something and you really suffer, you want to really help that as soon as possible.
Right.
So that is.
I know you did me a real favor this week. I was so concerned about a friend who had a very intense episode of shingles. And
mm-hmm.
we talked about that. Do you want to just say, like, how, you know, how a treatment like that would occur?
Okay, so with shingles, for example, in this case, it was shingles, you would take the first vial contains, it's a treatment for egg and chicken, milk, dairy, vitamin C, and parasites, because we are warm-blooded animals, and there is something, and I forgot what that is so long ago, but there's something going on a cellular level between vitamin C and parasites, so that's why I have that together. And also a stress vial, because if we have any kind of, even if it's a cold, every cell in the body is stressed. So I have this stress vial. And then, so she would treat with the first vial that contains these things, and she would add the stress vial, and she would add the shingles vial in her first treatment. And then she has to wait 48 hours until she does the next one, which is sugar. And then she will do sugar plus stress plus shingles vial and do that with the kit vial 1 through 7. And after that, she can do the shingles vial like every other day. It's not, you can't get rid of shingles just by doing a vial, you know what I mean? But you help with the reaction from the shingles. I treated myself. I happened to get shingles myself this like 3-4 months ago, and I got rid of it pretty soon without medication and just treating the shingles vials and whatever I was allergic, what I was. Because I muscle test myself. There is a muscle test video on the site also under my instructions. So you can learn how to do the muscle testing. And so I know it works. It worked on me.
Let me just give the link out for that in case anybody wants to take a quick look. There's a lot of very interesting information if you go to www.theallergykits.com/JJ.
Okay. There is no S after the kit. It sounded after you said kit. It's theallergykit.com.
Correct. It's singular. Theallergykit.
Mm-hmm.
All small letters as if it's one word. So www.theallergykit.com/JJ. And that'll show you what we're talking about. So there's no needles, correct?
No needles. You don't take
nothing
anything.
To ingest.
You,
No chemicals in the body.
You don't ever open the vials. You just keep them closed because you don't put them on your, you don't put anything on the skin. So it's totally non-invasive. And the
exactly.
treatment is
and that's
that
why I think it's such a breakthrough.
Yeah, and the other thing is that you don't use it up, so you can use it for the whole family.
Exactly. So it lasts, it's an investment on the front end, but it lasts over time, and it can be used by the entire family.
Yes.
And the only thing, I know you've said before how to protect it, it's simply keeping it away from electronics. Is that correctly? How do you store it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so don't store it with computers or, for example, with chargers. If you would treat yourself in the bed, don't keep your phone next to it. And by the way, you should never have the phone next to your bed anyway, at least not if you can have it, but then you have to have it on airplane mode so you don't receive any. Because the EMFs are also very invasive for our health. And another thing is we should really, if you have Wi-Fi, which I think 99% have, you should turn the Wi-Fi off during the night when you're asleep, because that's when we are most vulnerable to the EMFs, because we are laying still and we're supposed to recuperate during the night. So putting a clock on in the socket, a timer, and just turn it off at a certain time and turn it on in the morning is very helpful for your health.
Thank you. That's an important point.
Yeah, we don't think about it because we don't see it.
Correct.
We don't see the frequencies.
And you're not just talking about being in the same room as electronic equipment. You're talking about if you have Wi-Fi in the home, then it's really pervasive. It's the entire house.
It goes through everywhere, and it comes from the neighbors and from the towers and everywhere. So, but at least if you turn off the Wi-Fi, you help yourself. So.
Okay. And tonight's talk was really to be about the environmental side. So I hope I didn't take you off track with the shingles, but I just thought that was a good example of how your system actually works. We're talking about homeopathic glass vials that you just hold to your body. And if you're symptomatic, if you're having an allergic reaction to pollen, for example, you would take, and let's talk about how you use the environmental vials in treatment. What you're doing is you're using a vial for stress. You're using the basic allergy kit, which is about foods, and you're going through 1 through 7.
Yeah, there are foods. So the first one, for example, is as I said, it's put together, we came from an egg. When we're born, we get milk. When we start to eat, we get vitamin C. So that is why the first vial consists of that. The next vial is sugar, because that's the next thing we get, there is sugar in everything, fruits and certain veggies and stuff. And so it's sugar and vitamin D in the second treatment. The third treatment is for toxins. Babies are now born, some say up to 500 different toxins. I still say probably around 300. They are born with all these toxins in their umbilical cord, born with it in the umbilical cord, 300 toxins. Mm. So treatment number 3 is for toxins. Treatment number 4 is for vaccinations. Most of the people have had vaccinations, and the frequencies from the vaccinations never go away from your body. And especially kids on the spectrum, there's a big difference after they do the treatment with the vaccinations. The fifth treatment is candida and sugar again, and the sixth is for grains. And the seventh treatment is a mixture of all the six vials plus endocrines and organs. So
wonderful. That's your base.
Yeah, so that's the basic. And then you can have, as I said, for example, one of the, we talked about the poison ivy. It's not in the basic kit. It's more like an example, but we have one with pollen, weed, and grass, because weeds and grass, you know, you can be allergic to anything. And then we have trees and wood, and dust and dust mites. It's another very common allergy. And the worst one is mold. So I have one vial in the environmental kit, which is mold, virus, and bacteria and virus, which you can also use if you feel like if you have a cold coming on, then you can use that vial and treat it. And that helps. If you do that the very first moment you feel you have like a sore throat or something, you can get rid of a cold. And, of course, you have to maybe gargle with salt water or take some echinacea or something, but you can really get rid of the cold pretty fast. But the mold, there's mold. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
I was going to say, what about something more serious like bronchitis or pneumonia?
Well, then it has gone.
If you use it on the front end, do you think that could stave off?
Then you have waited too long. You know, if you get pneumonia, it has gone pretty far. So that's why I'm saying if you get, feel you have something coming on, you do the treatment immediately. And also doing the kit will help to strengthen your immune system. Because that's really the whole thing, is to strengthening your immune system. So you don't get so far that you get pneumonia. And bronchitis, well, it can be an allergy also. Asthma is often due to allergies. And bronchitis also, and it can also have to do with mold. I think a lot of things come from mold. We don't realize that there is mold in a lot of places. For example, I was sick. I had cough and cough and cough, and it got worse and worse and worse, and I couldn't understand what it was. I couldn't find any mold. And then I realized that my air condition, my 50-plus years old air condition, was full of black mold. So, of course, I had to change it. And it took a while for me to recuperate, and I may not have been 100% recuperated, but at least 95%, I was really sick. But that was the black mold, and it was hidden in my air conditioner. I didn't think about that. So mold can hide in places that anywhere. And it is bad. It is really very dangerous with mold. And treating with a kit, also the same thing, it helps you to build the immune system, and it helps you with the reaction to mold. And by doing that, you also can strengthen your immune system. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. So that's a very key component of the environmental kit, is being able to clear the mold.
Yeah, and you probably, because mold is everywhere, you have to clear that, I mean, depending on year time of the year and rain and so forth. But you may have to treat it every other week at some point if it's very moldy around you and you're sensitive.
Right now I'm thinking of families that have children, and the children mm-hmm. have been vaccinated in schools. So even if the children seem, you know, young, healthy, vibrant, you know, all that you would expect for, you know, a person of young age, would it still make sense on a proactive level to use a kit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. And today, because of the food, of eating too much wheat, which I explained is not good, too much sugar, and probably too much milk also. The milk is also super, what is that called now, super, when that super pasteurized, it is, even when you pasteurize it normally, milk changes the composition. It's not really milk. And that super pasteurized milk is less milk than, even though it looks like milk and tastes like milk, it's not really milk.
You're not
getting the
nutrients.
It's not the best food. No, you're not. And in the schools, I don't think they're eating the best food. Often they get wheat, a lot of wheat, and it produces inflammation. So, and also they are not, they don't have too much physical education. They don't move. They have to move from classroom to classroom within 5 minutes. They can't run and do things that kids should do. Plus everybody is on their phone and their tablet and computer in schools too, and exposed to the EMF. So I don't know how...
The electromagnetic frequencies, yes.
Yeah. And statistics say that there one child in two has a chronic disease.
That's shocking.
So I don't think our kids are not that healthy.
Is that it simply in the United States or is that worldwide?
I think it is getting worse all over the world because of the food and because of GMOs and because of sodas and processed food. People are not getting the right food. They're not getting nutrition. People don't cook anymore. We don't eat. We don't know what we eat, really. Things that come in boxes. And you know, it's not even worth looking at the nutritional facts on the box. We should look at the ingredients. If it has more than 3 or 4 ingredients, don't buy it if you have to buy boxed food.
And if you can't pronounce it, don't buy it.
Exactly, that also. So, if you could start to cook at home and you know what you eat, have your kids help cooking, teach them to cook. I think that would help a lot.
That could be the basis of a huge turnaround.
Yes. Because it seems
and using the allergy kit would be a real booster to that.
Yes, yes. But if families could get together more and eat without watching TV, cook together, eat together, what I see here often is everybody who comes home, they go to the fridge and they take something or they stop at the fast food thing and bring that kind of food home. It's not the best. I'm just trying to wake people up.
I understand. And this may not be our most popular show, but I think it's one of our most important topics.
Yes, because it has to do with our kids. Our kids is our future. And if they are not going to live as long as we do, which is the prognosis, it's who is going to take care of us? Who is going to take care of them? You know?
Yes.
It's a little scary.
Yes.
So,
okay, let's talk just a little bit more about the environmental, and if there are people who would like to ask questions, please do. Dr. Inga is very open to that, so please take advantage. What else would you like to say about the environmental?
That it is so important to build our immune system, to be able to be stronger, and then with the environment, it will help a lot to do the environment. And another thing with the environment is that it's totally different. It doesn't have anything to do with... Yes, it does. Another thing, for example, is people go to Starbucks and they buy their coffee in a cup, hot coffee, and they put a plastic lid on, right? And then
yes,
the steam, the hot steam goes up, and it kind of melts the plastic on the lid and drips into the coffee. That's another thing that is very bad for you, because it's hormone disruptors, everything that is in plastic and heating plastic. For example, you should never heat plastic in a microwave for the same reason. It's not exactly environmental, but a little bit, and things that many people probably don't think about.
What about plastic water bottles?
Another thing, if it is you keep them in the car, or they are in the car for a couple of days, don't drink it. Same thing. And I think we should start to bring our own containers. If it is a cup, if we go to a coffee shop like Starbucks, where they serve it in these cups, bring your own cup. Bring your own, have your own bottle, and fill water at home. Don't buy bottled water. It's such an environmental hazard for animals and nature, and destroying the beaches. The waters, the fish, everything is affected by all the plastic that's in there. So, the plastic, they are now prohibiting using those straws, plastic straws, because
yes,
they go in animals. It so much ends up in the water. And sea turtles and fish and other animals, they end up with these straws in their bodies. So environmental is more than, it's such a big, big problem. So if we can treat ourselves for our allergies and clean up after us, use as much as we can of what we can. You know, I even start to bring a little container when I go to a restaurant. If I want to bring food home, I'd rather put it in a glass jar with a lid on than putting it on the plastic in one of those foam containers. And if everybody tries to do their part, because it all starts with me. If it is to be, it's up to me. I can do what I can do, but I can do as much as I can do, and not just say, oh no, I don't care, because that's also what our kids will inherit. they will inherit our mess. Little off the tangent here, maybe, but it's environmental.
Well, I think it's an important message. Maybe not one that we enjoy hearing, but an important message. Let's do this. Let's shift gears and talk about your special offer. Can we do that?
Yes. Yes. So you tell me about the special offer.
Well, we have the environmental allergy kit, and we've talked about what's included in that. Why don't you tell us how it works, like the homeopathic aspect?
Okay, so homeopathic, basic idea with homeopathy is that like cures like. So by having, for example, just say one thing, if a vial has egg, the energy of egg, for example, and you are allergic to egg. So by treating with this vial that has the energy of egg, that will eliminate the allergy by eliminating the frequency that you have. I don't know how to explain it really. The frequencies take each other out. So
it's like by matching frequencies, they're neutralized.
Exactly. That's the better way to put it. So that's how it works. People see results pretty soon. Sometimes some people feel it after the first treatment. They can feel a difference.
I know I did. I felt it immediately.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
And there wasn't
any
detox, except I felt immediately very sleepy.
Uh-huh.
And it was in the evening, so, you know, I just followed my body and took a little nap, and it was like a half an hour, 45 minutes. And I did feel, and on the very first one, you know, it's about, you take it with the stress vial, which targets
mm-hmm.
the symptoms and reactions to all allergens. And then the first one is on chicken, eggs, milk, cheese, calcium, vitamin C, and parasites. I felt a difference after just one treatment.
Yeah, and exactly because you feel, I don't know if I should call it tired or relaxed. It can be the same thing. But that's why I recommend that you do it in the evening after dinner. And then you go to sleep and you sleep good all night long. That is one of the positive side effects.
A natural sleeping
and
pill.
Yeah.
Sleep aid.
And for example... Yes, exactly. And for example, with milk, you know, there are many kids, and that's one of the reasons also why so many people are sick, because that already as small children, they get ear infections, and then they get antibiotics, and that also kills all the bacteria in your digestive tract, and that is detrimental to your digestion. And these ear infections, they are 99% from milk allergies. So instead of getting tubes in your ears and antibiotics, do the allergy kit and get rid of the allergy to milk.
And again, it lasts forever as long as you don't put it by your electronic equipment and chargers.
The only thing that wears out
potentially is the little batteries, which you can easily replace in the laser.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you, to give you a little rest there, what's in the allergy kit. With every treatment, you use a stress vial. You know, and these are little glass vials, and you can see a picture of them by going to www.theallergykit.com/JJ. There's a stress vial. little glass tubes that you do not open. You just hold in your hand and place on your body while you're doing the treatment. Then you also include vial 1, which targets chicken, eggs, milk, cheese, calcium, vitamin C, and parasites. And then if you're doing the stress kit, the environmental stress kits, there's also dust mites, tree wood, mold, bacteria, pollen, weed, grass, other vials too that you can use. And you work your way through. The second vial, as we've already said, is sugar and B vitamins. The third is heavy metals. Heavy metals is actually a really big thing. I've worked enough in medical offices. Many of the naturally oriented medical doctors, you know, are testing for heavy metals and giving treatments on the heavy metals and finding a big difference. So vial 3 is very important. Pesticides, that's so much on our food and we're not aware of it. Herbicides, toxins, and petroleum products, which, of course, we can't digest. And vial 4 targets vaccines. Vial 5, so you get the benefit without the detrimental impact. Vial 5 targets candida and sugar. Vial 6 targets wheat, gluten, and other grains, including corn, which is largely GMO. Vial 7 targets food combinations, allergens. And then again, the environmental kit also includes dust mites, tree, wood, mold, bacteria, pollen, grass.
Yeah. So there are four vials. There are four vials in the environmental. The environmental. So that is pollen, weed, and grass is in one vial, tree and wood in one, dust and dust mites in one, and mold, bacteria, and virus in one vial. So there are four extra vials in the
And how do you use? Let's say you get the environmental kit. How do you use the environmental kit?
Normally, if you don't have too much of a reaction, you can do the basic kit first, and then you do the environmental vials one by one. You always have 48 hours between the treatments so that your body can recuperate. But if you would have like a very extreme or a really reaction to pollen, for example, you would use the pollen vial together with the first vial and treat it through the whole treatment, through all the seven vials, to get to really attack that reaction you have.
Okay, I want to test my understanding here. So you go, if you're not very symptomatic, you can go through the allergy kit first, and then do you go through the allergy kit again with the dust each time?
No,
the dust
then you would
each time.
You do the seven basic vials, and then you would do, for example, the mold, and then 2 days later you would do the pollen, and 4 days later, 2 days later you would do the what did we say? Mold, pollen, dust, and tree, for example. But if you have a very...
Do you do them all together, or do you do them one at a time?
No, one at once. One at a time, 48
okay.
hours difference. But you use, for example, you use the pollen vial with the stress vial. You use the tree vial with the stress vial.
Okay.
And
so
if they still have reaction with, for example, pollen or whatever it is, then they can repeat the kit and add it to each treatment. That also helps.
Okay. All right. So just to be clear, every time you use a treatment, you use the stress vial.
Yeah.
And if you're not symptomatic, you use the stress vial and then 1 through 7, 2 days apart. And then you start doing the environmental kit, if your interest is there, and that continues to be 2 days apart.
Yeah.
And then if you do have symptoms, let's say you have a problem with pollen, you could come back and use the pollen vial again. And in each case, you always use the stress vial.
Yes, always use the stress vial.
I think I got it. Okay. Yes. Marcy is asking, can diabetes 2 be helped, type 2 be helped?
Yes. Diabetes 2 is definitely reversible. I mean, you can call it reversible, and then they call that you are in transmission or something like that. But
remission. Yeah.
I've had remission. I have had very good results with, especially with patients where I have treated them and controlled their diet. But if you stop eating wheat and cut down on carbs and don't eat sugar and processed food and do the allergy kit, that we probably have to treat the sugar several times. But I have had people who were on injections, what do you call that, who totally stopped
the insulin shots you're talking about?
Insulin, yes. They were so bad that they were on insulin shots. And they could stop using it. But you have to do a certain amount of exercise. It's not that you have to run 2 hours every day, but you have to do some exercises, and you have to control your food and eat organic and do the kit. And there are probably more things than just the basic 7 that you need to do, but there is really, and it's up to you. If you are prepared to change lifestyle and what you eat, you can get over it. And it's in so many cases that you can see that it is possible. There is definitely hope.
Okay, thank you. And again, for something like poison ivy, we didn't talk about that specifically, but how would you treat something like poison ivy or poison oak?
I have a special vial for that. Because since it's so specific, I didn't want to put it in the grass, the pollen weed and grass. So that is separate.
Okay. Okay. Now, if someone goes through a series of these treatments, I'm probably really putting you on the spot, and I'm paraphrasing a question that's come in. You know, what can be expected? Let's say someone goes through the entire allergy kit followed by the environmental kit. Do you think they would be cleared, or does it depend how severe a case is, in which case it might come up as layers?
Yeah, so sometimes you have to go deeper. For example, in trees, there are so many trees in the tree kit, tree vial. And, for example, something that people really react very much to is Arizona juniper.
Juniper
tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so there is a specific vial for that. So there are some things that, for example, if you go back to the food, some people, they don't get strong on the first vial. And you have to go down and see what it is. Is it the egg per se, or the chicken per se, or maybe even the egg yolk or the egg white? You know what I mean? So sometimes you have to go deeper and separate them. But the good thing is that when you do it and you have more than one substance in a vial, if people are very sensitive, they normally don't react when there are more than substances in a vial than if there is only one. For example, I have a nut vial, and if people are very sensitive to peanuts, if they would do the peanut vial, they might have a reaction. So there's a warning on that one. But when it is in a nut vial, they can handle it. I don't know why it is like that, but that is it. It's that way. So sometimes you have to go deeper. That's all I can say. And you just start with the basic or the environmental kit and see how it goes and how you feel.
Okay. And we have a question here. What happens, the person's traveling, what happens if the person starts and gets partway through the kit and then stops for a significant period of time? Do they start all over again, or do they pick up where they left off?
Well, it depends on how long it is and how their food intake has been and how they have felt, because they will know themselves if they start to react again for something they have treated themselves for. If they don't, if they still feel good, they can just keep on treating themselves with continue where they left off.
Okay.
So they will know themselves how they feel if they need to do it again. For example, they do the first vial and they're fine with eggs, and then all of a sudden they start to feel yucky again when they eat eggs. Okay, then start again from the beginning.
Okay.
But if they don't, they can just continue.
And a question just came in about questions. What happens if they start and they're confused about something and the answer's not in the instruction materials?
Well, we have a Facebook a private page where they can join and ask questions.
Okay. And I just want to point out that you can go either to the link I've given you, theallergykit.com/JJ, or just go to our special offer and click on. There's a lot more information that you'll be able to see. And I think one thing that's really powerful and very effective is just take a look at someone receiving a laser treatment. The video is only 2 minutes long, and it'll show you how easy it is. You know, when we talk about it, sometimes it's hard to picture, and it might sound more complicated than it really is. You know, this is a treatment that lasts about 10 minutes every 2 days, and if you just follow the video, and there's some instructions, maybe we can speak to that. Would you mind saying the intention? We're talking about the power of intention while working with homeopathic remedies. What are some of the phrases that you suggest people use?
You're putting me on the spot. I don't even remember exactly the same. You say it's my intention to absorb this treatment, to accept this treatment, and there are different sentences that you use, but it's so you concentrate on, you know, you think of yourself that you will really be able to, you are willing to change and feel better, and you accept the treatment. I don't know. I remember exactly the wording of it, but that's the whole idea. And if you would work on a surrogate, you can hold that intention for that person too. If it's a child, for example, you can, because everything is intention. So if you have the intention that you are going to get better, the treatment is better absorbed. If you know what I mean.
Yes, and that is in the instructions. I remember reading it last evening. I'm just going to kind of repeat the same idea, but say it maybe a little bit differently. There's tremendous power in first being grounded and centered, you know, being aware of the divinity within, So when I do this, I take a moment. If I've been racing around, multitasking, mm-hmm. you know, I just sit down quietly for a minute or so, and if I don't feel in balance, I might put my hand literally in the center of my chest to help mm-hmm. me focus inside so that I'm becoming calm and still. And if I'm still not feeling it, I might ask myself a question like, who am I? Who am I? Because the answer for all of us is really going to be the same. We're divine within that connects us to our divinity. And that's a tremendous point of power, as is the current moment. So being really present, you know, I usually sit in a rocking chair and I just take a moment to kind of tune into my body. Am I feeling hot, cold? Is there any breeze? Is there any scent of something I may have cooked for dinner? You know, what do my physical senses tell me in that moment? That helps me to be really present. Another way, too, is just simply focusing on the breath. So my personal opinion is that in using these vials in the kit, it's so much more powerful to just take a couple of minutes on the front end to really set yourself up for maximum benefit. It's 2 minutes every other day and can add so much. Then using the vials are really very simple. You're just holding them at various points in the body, and you're making a circular movement with the laser, and that's it. It's really powerful. It's really wonderful. It's all natural, no needles, nothing to ingest, no chemicals. And something that Dr. Inga reminded me of just in the last couple of days, you know, in a particular situation we were talking about, was if you think you have a child, you know, who's running around, who's not really going to be sitting still for this, or a spouse who may wonder about it, whatever, you can use a surrogate. You can use a surrogate. If someone wants the treatment, you can put... Let's say actually that it's for you. If you have any reason, like one concern that came up was a person being hypersensitive to detoxing. So Dr. Inga said, use a surrogate, no problem. Just have the person, when you're going into your treatment time, you and the surrogate have a clear picture of who the session time is going to be for. And then the person receiving just puts a hand on the person who's actually doing the treatment on themselves. And if you've got any questions, now is the time where we're all here together.
Yeah. I forget that your audience is more spiritual than I'm used to. So they will understand the intention much better than many other people. Sometimes they think it's a little woo-woo, but it's very important to have the intention. And as you say, Jacqueline, sit down, take a minute or two and hold your hand on your chest and just feel that, you know, do the intention and feel this is for my best and I'm going to absorb it and I'm going to heal.
Okay. And we have a question here. The special offer is confusing, and I want to be transparent about this. We as a TeleSummit always offer something special in our pricing. And these are our products that need to be shipped, and they need to be made, created. So we don't actually, the question is, the special offer is confusing me. It is listed at $369 for the environmental kit, and that's the same price the kit costs on the website. We almost never, ever do that. In fact, this is the first time I can think of that we have. Yeah. But we did add two special things for you awakening. We are adding free shipping, and we're also adding some additional support from Dr. Inga. And there's a Facebook, and we've talked about putting together a group, which won't happen until September, but it'll be a chance to ask some personal questions on using the kit. So that's the special part of ordering through us. Were you about to say something?
Yeah, no, that is correct. So there's free shipping, and you are absolutely
okay.
Correct.
And we have several people who are asking about, what about air travel? Can you wrap it?
It's,
can you wrap it in aluminum?
You can, and it even though some people they don't, lots of people travel with them. And it doesn't seem, I guess it's quick enough, it doesn't affect them. The only thing is, if you travel with them yourself, don't say anything to to the people in the, you know, that, what do you
say? In other words, don't try to get into the process of educating the
they will open the caps, and they will stick their finger in, and that will ruin it. So,
but
just
the low level radiation
put it in your pocket or something. I don't think they will find it, or in a plastic bag, because you are allowed to have a certain amount of water of liquid in plastic, just as long as you have a plastic bag around it. So, just don't have them do, because you can, sometimes I've done that with something else, I think that was homeopathic too, just to have it handled or something, but they destroy it, you know, by opening it, fingering it, and no, don't do that, don't say anything. Or put it in the baggage that goes under. In the luggage.
I think if it was me, I would be extra careful and just wrap it in aluminum foil and put it in my baggage that goes, you know, into the hold of
exactly.
the plane.
Exactly. That's what I mean. It's better to do that.
That way it's not going to be opened. It's not going to be searched. It's not going to be any education process.
Yeah.
Okay. Elizabeth is asking a question, and I'm looking right now when the question came in. She's asking, what about garlic, onion, peaches, and fruits? And I'm guessing, I don't know exactly what she means. I'm guessing that her question relates back to, remember when we talked about, you know, thin-skinned and treated with glycosate? Wait a minute, I'm not saying
glyphosate.
It right.
Glyphosate.
Exactly.
Yes. You know, everything that's growing under earth, under the earth, like carrots and potatoes and onions, I would get that organic. And peaches, all those fruits, strawberries, peaches, grapes, they are among the most toxic ones. So, and you can look up to which are the most toxic ones and just buy organic. Because they're so good,
okay.
You can't stop eating them. And if you're allergic to it, I have vials for that too, if that's what she's asking.
Okay. Okay. So I think bottom line on that is, some of the fruits with the thicker skins, like an avocado, a lime, a lemon, the artichokes we talked about, or was it asparagus? Asparagus, correct?
It was asparagus, and I think artichokes too. They don't need to be organic either. But bananas,
exactly.
For example, even though they have a thick peel, they need to be. I don't know how it is with oranges and lemons, as a matter of fact. But the bananas, they need to be organic. I think because they are smoked,
sprayed,
and what is that called? With fumigated. That's what they are. So they need to
okay.
be.
Okay. I hope that helps. Everybody, we're about to finish up, so if you've got any last questions, type quickly. is there anything that you'd like to say in completion?
Yeah, so if you sign up today, we will have a special like Zoom call like this for questions and information. In September.
Yes. And that is, we were working on this, rather late last night, and kind of came down to the wire. And what we ultimately decided to be able to give you, again, I'm just being very transparent, to be able to link into the website and give you more information, including like how to do the muscle testing, how to see the laser actually being used. The trade-off was giving you what only could have been a very minimal discount, perhaps $20. We opted instead to give you a non-cash discount in the form of waiving the postage by ordering through us and also by, the shipping and the handling, and also adding a special I don't know whether we call it class or call,
yeah,
in September.
Like a class,
and yes, and you'll be contacted directly by the customer service people at the Allergy Kit to let you know when that date is, and you can very specifically ask any questions. And Dr. Inga has a very deep, very specialized background in this area, so you will get your personal questions answered by a professional. I mean, as opposed to
and
a
also,
trained customer service rep.
Yeah, so that they can see the information about how it is done. I never give that out before until they have bought the kit. So this is a special tool that you can go in and you can see exactly how it's done. So you can easier maybe make a decision.
Yes, and thank you for trusting us with that. That really was my call. I was concerned that, there just wouldn't be understanding. I know I had trouble envisioning it until I actually got the kit, then had access to the video, saw the video, and go, oh, this is very easy. And, I had all the information to get ready to get started and to use it. And it's been wonderful. Ah. I think we got a wrap here.
Okay.
So, Dr. Inga, thank you. Thank you. I mean, really for your life service.
Thank you.
I appreciate, your compassion as well as your passion for literally creating solutions that, are really, when you look at the big picture, very cost effective. Very time efficient, and so supportive in a natural way. I just think that's a real blessing for all of us that you've focused for such a long period on really delivering this.
Yeah. Yes, we need to help ourselves and help the world.
Yes. So we're giving you another hug.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you
okay.
very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And everyone, until the next time, thank you for joining us.